Okay, good evening. Yesterday we began our series, God willing, the first of many, many, many Midrash Yomi, the Midrash of the day. And just to recapitulate, not everybody was here, we spoke about the partnership. Shoftim v'shotrim, our Sedra begins. Shoftim are the judges, those who have halachic authority. And shotrim, according to the Midrash, is not the way that it's normally translated to be law enforcement or police officers. That's normally the way we understand shotrim. But shotrim is understood by the Midrash to be lay leadership. And what the Midrash comments is, without effective lay leadership, it doesn't matter what kind of vision the rabbi has or doesn't have, nothing will be successful, because what's required is a partnership, teamwork, between rabbinic and lay leadership in terms of enhancing standards in the community. The Midrash that I wanted to take a look at today speaks about another kind of a limitation on the authority of shoftim, and that is his own moral rectitude. The Midrash comments as follows. Shoftim v'shotrim, again, judges and either law enforcement officials or leaders. So the Midrash comments, Sarech sheyu ha-shoftim ba'alei zroa b'ma'asim tovim. The shoftim have to be ba'alei zroa, which literally means men of force, and you would expect the Midrash to say physical force, but it says ba'alei zroa b'ma'asim tovim. They should have force in terms of moral rectitude. And the Midrash goes on to explain just why this is so significant through a story. Ma'asa b'Rabbi Chanina ben Elazar, a story involving Rabbi Chanina ben Elazar, who himself was a shofet, was a religious judge. Shehayilo ilan natua b'soch sadeu v'nofav notos l'stei acher. He had a tree in his property that was rooted in his property. It was legitimately planted. However, there was an overhang of the branches into the neighbor's property, thus disturbing the neighbor. And it happened to be that in his court, in his religious court, ba'adam echad v'kabal lefana v'amar, ilano shel ish ploni notel l'toch sadi. So it happened to be that a court case came in front of him where an individual was complaining of just this. It wasn't Rabbi Chanina's own tree, but somebody came in front of Rabbi Chanina and said, my neighbor planted a tree, the branches are overhanging into my property, and it's disturbing me, it's causing me emotional distress, mental anguish, it's blocking my sight lines, whatever it is. And he's coming in front of Rabbi Chanina. Now, put yourself in Rabbi Chanina's shoes. Rabbi Chanina recognizes that he has this situation himself. Amar lei, so Rabbi Chanina responds to this individual who's in front of him, L'cha, go home, ubo l'machar, come to my court again tomorrow. And the individual is incensed, he's enraged. He says, Amar lei, you have a reputation, kol adinim habayim lefanecha miyarat haposek, v'dini atam ha'acher. You're known to be efficient and expeditious in terms of your court. We know that you handle things right away, and you're just shooing me away. You're not serious. Ma'asa Rabbi Chanina, what did Rabbi Chanina instead do? Miad shalach po'ala v'katzas eti ilan shaya b'soch sadeu v'notel estei acher. What Rabbi Chanina actually did that day was he chopped down the tree that he knew was in his property. He didn't just cut off the branches or shear it, but he actually cut down the tree that he had planted that was interfering with his neighbor's property. L'machar ba'o so ha'ish lefanav ladin. The individual returned the next day who had come in front of Rabbi Chanina for court. Amar lo leba'aldino, and Rabbi Chanina responded, indeed, your neighbor is responsible to take care of this. He has to at least cut off the branches. Tzarech ata lakotzo so. Amar lo. So the individual who had planted the tree that was involved in the court case in front of Rabbi Chanina, who thought he was a smart aleck, and he said to Rabbi Chanina, v'lama, ilan shalcha nafav notin l'stei acher, but aren't you, Rabbi Chanina, guilty of the same crime that you accuse me of? So Rabbi Chanina said, aha, amar lo, tseyu re'e, kishem sha'ata ro'e shali, kach aseya shalcha. Rabbi Chanina said, go check again, check my property. And they went there and they investigated, and indeed, the tree no longer stood. Miyad, immediately, the Midrash says, halach v'asakach, the individual took the example of Rabbi Chanina, and indeed he removed the tree from his property that was causing damage to the neighbor. It's a simple story, but it's meant to illustrate a very significant point, that a judge's authority is only as strong and as compelling as his own moral rectitude. If he's an individual that's very brilliant and is able to define and even pioneer new legal categories, but people look at him and don't see an individual who they would consider to be right and just and upstanding, then his vision will have no impact on society. People will just say, oh, he's some theoretician, but we don't have to implement it. Look at his own life. So just like yesterday we saw that the judge's religious or spiritual authority is limited by whether or not he has competent and willing lay leadership that are compelled by his vision and are really willing to carry it out, so too here we see yet another limit on the judge's spiritual influence, and that is his own moral rectitude. People are going to look not so much at what he says, but what he does.